ShareCare is the leading online health and wellness engagement platform, providing millions of consumers with a personal, results-oriented experience by connecting them to the most qualified health resources and programs they need to improve their health. It's time now for ShareCare Radio on RadioMD.com. Here's your host, Dr. Daria.
Hello, welcome back. I have here with me Claire Schecksnyder, the founder and CEO of Oh Baby Fitness. This is a national company that offers a wide array of pregnancy and mom and baby exercises classes in the country. And when I was on maternity leave, I took some of her classes with my baby, and they ranged from Pilates to yoga to water aerobics or even just fitness classes in the park for both moms during pregnancy and for baby and mom after the birth. Welcome, Claire.
Thanks for having me. I'm thrilled that you got to do classes with your baby. That's awesome.
We really loved it. It was a great way for me to get my exercise, meet other moms, and get out of the house, too. So really liked it. Now, how did you get the idea for Oh Baby Fitness in the very first place?
I was a hard-charging producer at CNN for 17 years prior to coming up with the idea for Oh Baby Fitness. And I got pregnant and did a story on newborns, did a whole series on newborns, and one of the stories was on how to lose weight after pregnancy. And all of the experts said, work out with your baby, you'll be less likely to feel guilty about leaving your baby with a caregiver, and you'll stick with the routine. And so they said, go out and get some video of a mom and baby exercise class in your area. And in Atlanta in 2004, there was nothing. So I wound up flying all over the country to do other stories and to get some video of these classes. And I thought it was great, but didn't really think that I would be doing it. But after I had my baby, I had awful postpartum depression and didn't really want anything to do with my child. But being a control freak, didn't want anybody else to touch her either. So I wound up, my neighbor took me to a new parent support group, and I met some moms and dads who called me every day and asked me to go for a walk. And I didn't really want to go, but I went.
And it's such a difference, right? Having that support.
It is.
It's huge.
It is. Mm-hmm. The exercise, the friends I made, and a little Zoloft saved my life. I don't really remember quitting CNN. I just remember wanting to do this and starting these exercise classes and helping other moms. And so that was 10 years ago, and here I am, national company, and help lots of moms.
And changing the lives of moms. Exactly. I may have a play date this afternoon with a friend I made at Oh Baby Fitness. So it is that support. That's a huge component to it. I want to talk about
community is just as important. Yeah.
It really is. But I want to talk about also the benefits of exercising. Let's talk about it during pregnancy, because you do have classes during pregnancy as well.
Well, that's where we really get women started. And exercise is the best thing you can do during pregnancy. It relieves almost all the common complaints of pregnancy, from swelling to sleeplessness, constipation, weight gain, backache. There's just no reason not to get moving during your pregnancy. And studies show that women who exercise during their pregnancy have easier pregnancies, faster deliveries, and quicker recoveries. And we feel that they have smarter babies, and they wind up being leaner and lighter too. And I can explain the smarter part. I love to tell moms about that. But
yes, we all want to know how to make our babies smarter. So tell us more.
Smarter. So when you're exercising, when you're pregnant, the placenta that holds the baby actually, or that feeds the baby, doesn't get as much blood during that 1 hour of exercise. The blood is going to the rest of the body, to the limbs and things like that. But for the other 23 hours of the day, I like to think that the placenta gets angry and it fights for more blood the rest of the time. So babies whose moms exercise during their pregnancy actually get more blood, more oxygen, and so smarter babies happen. So, it's really amazing. And there's so many other benefits as far as perceived pain is less during labor, because you've been working out and pushing your limits, and less invasive, labors and delivery. It's great.
It's so true. I fully advocate that. I made a point of trying to always exercise when I was pregnant. And I think it just helps physically, mentally, helps the baby. It's really great. Are there any exercises that you don't recommend for pregnant women, anything absolutely not recommended or some that you prefer they don't do?
Well, there's a rule of thumb with exercise during pregnancy that I think it's important for everybody to know. We've been preaching the wrong thing for a long time. Doctors say, used to say, put your feet up and rest when you get pregnant. Really, you should be exercising for at least 30 minutes on most, if not all, days of the week. So you should be exercising during your pregnancy. If you've never exercised before you got pregnant, you should start immediately, and you should start gradually with like yoga or walking or Pilates or water aerobics, or join one of our pregnancy exercise classes. If you have been exercising prior to your pregnancy, continue doing whatever you were doing, and you can even increase in intensity during your pregnancy. Mm-hmm. A lot of people don't know that. Mm-hmm. If you've been exercising, keep going. There are some things that you're probably going to want to dial back on once you find out you're pregnant. Kickboxing, tough on the joints. And there's relaxing in the joints during pregnancy that makes, the body open up so that you can grow, the baby can grow in your body and then get out of your body. Mm-hmm. Relaxing that hormone can make pregnant women prone to injury. So you don't want to do kickboxing, horseback riding, downhill skiing, water skiing, but almost every other exercise is out there for you to do. And we can show you the modifications, which mm-hmm. there aren't a lot of, to mm-hmm. do during pregnancy.
But and you have instructors at each of your classes that go with and are trained in exercise for pregnant women, correct?
Absolutely. All of our instructors are trained, specially trained in pre- and postnatal fitness. Mm-hmm. And I think that makes a big difference. Not only could they teach a normal population class, but they really know what to do with pregnant women. And we spend a lot of time in our classes. We talk during our class the whole time. We don't run music. And there's not somebody screaming at you with a microphone. We're talking to each other about what's going on with your body during pregnancy, how exercise can help. And then we also talk about like where's to buy the best baby stroller or,
all important things.
Pediatrician, all that stuff. But mm-hmm. Women need to learn about these things because we don't have villages anymore. So we mm-hmm. are not only getting safe exercise in these classes, but we're building communities, making friends, and gaining confidence about being moms.
That's so true. And I vouch for all of that. Now, also exercise, once you've had the baby, are there ways that it can specifically help the new mom and the baby bond?
Yeah, it's great to see what happens in our classes. I have a couple favorite instances where moms walk into a yoga, mom and baby yoga class, for instance. Everybody's stressed out. Their shoulders are all bunched up. They're, angsted out to the max, and babies are fussy. And so everybody gets in and is having, their moments. You get through the whole class, and you're lying there in Shavasana at the end. The babies are cooling. The moms are smiling. And it's just so evident to me that a happy mom means a happy baby, and that there you can bond a lot better with mm-hmm. your baby when you feel good.
And oh, yeah.
It happens by the end of every class, no matter what we're doing, you're going to see that. And it sets a great example for your child, too, that mm-hmm. if you're stressed out, go exercise. My daughter's 10, and she's like, have you gone for a run today? Mm-hmm. What have you done today? You're mm-hmm. really, I think you need to go exercise.
That's a great thing to learn. Yeah, it really builds good habits, and you're serving as a great role model, and I think of that with my own daughter, showing her the benefits and enjoyment of exercise and starting them early. So, Claire, thank you so much for joining you after taking and loving the classes at O Baby Fitness. I'm thrilled to actually get to meet you and talk to you. Remember, O Baby classes are now offered in 15 states, and they're continuing to expand through their licensing program. So if you're interested, check out the website obabyfitness.com. Again, for pregnancy and afterward. This is Dr. Daria, and you're listening to Share Care Radio on Radio MD. Thanks for listening, and stay well.